No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and today is the 10th day. 10th day, whoa, slow your roll, Jill. 10th day of November. I was like, wow, I feel like I lost a couple days. That would explain why. It's only the 10th. Welcome, everyone. It is so good to be here with you. So good to be back in the States. And I'm still coming back, obviously. Not quite 100%. Still getting my bearings and figuring out what time zone. I'm actually in, and my body's like really confused right now. So we're here, and we're here together, and yes, we are very quickly approaching the midway point of this second to the last month of the year. Not even sure how this happened, but here we are. What a joy it is to be on this journey with each and every one of you. I'm so glad that you are here. And I thank you for your prayers, your love, your support, your overwhelming support. Just feeling your prayers. It's the underbelly current, the current that keeps us moving. Whether you know it or not, we feel the prayers of the people that sustain us, and we are so grateful to have them. Okay, let's jump into the word. Yesterday and over the weekend, we read two of the four accounts from the Gospels of the last night before Jesus is taken away. And today we will finish reading the other two Gospels, and then we'll talk about what we read together. Today we read Luke chapter 22 and John chapter 13. And this week we are reading the New International Version. Luke chapter 22. Now the festival of unleavened bread, called the Passover, was approaching, and the chief priests and the teachers of the law were looking for some way to get rid of Jesus, for they were afraid of the people. Then Satan entered Judas, called Iscariot, one of the 12. And Judas went to the chief priests and the officers of the temple guard and discussed with them how he might betray Jesus. They were delighted and agreed to give him money. He consented and watched for an opportunity to hand Jesus over to them when no crowd was present. Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and make preparations for us to eat the Passover." "Where do you want us to prepare for it?" they asked. He replied, "As you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house that he enters and say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, all furnished. Make preparations there." They left and found things just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared the Passover. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table, and he said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, for I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God." After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among you, for I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. But the hand of him who is going to betray me is with mine on the table. The Son of Man will go as it has been decreed, but woe to that man who betrays him." They began to question among themselves which of them it might be who would do this. A dispute also arose among them as to which of them was considered to be greatest. Jesus said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who exercise authority over them call themselves benefactors. But you are not to be like that. Instead, the greatest among you should be like the youngest, and the ones who rules like the one who serves. For who is greater, the one who is at the table, or the one who serves? Is it not the one who is at the table? But I am among you as one who serves. You are those who have stood by me in my trials, and I confer on you a kingdom, just as my Father conferred one on me, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift all of you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers." But he replied, "Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death." Jesus answered, "I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows today, you will deny three times that you know me." Then Jesus asked them, "When I sent you without purse, bag, or sandals, did you lack anything?" "Nothing," they answered. He said to them, "But now, if you have a purse, take it, and also a bag, and if you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one. It is written, 'And he was numbered with the transgressors,' and I tell you that this must be fulfilled in me. Yes, what is written about me is reaching its fulfillment." The disciples said, "See, Lord, here are two swords." "That's enough," he replied. Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, "Pray that you will not fall into temptation." He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down, and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer and went back to the disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. "Why are you sleeping?" he asked them. "Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation." While he was still speaking, a crowd came up, and the one who was called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus asked him, "Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" When Jesus' followers saw what was going to happen, they said, "Lord, should we strike with our swords?" And one of them struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his right ear. But Jesus answered, "No more of this." And he touched the man's ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, the officers of the temple guard, and the elders who had come for him, "Am I leading a rebellion that you have come with swords and clubs? Every day I was with you in the temple courts, and you did not lay a hand on me. But this is your hour, when darkness reigns." Then seizing him, they led him away and took him into the house of the high priest. Peter followed at a distance. And when some there had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and had sat down together, Peter sat down with them. A servant girl saw him seated there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said, "This man was with him," but he denied it. "Woman, I don't know him," he said. A little later, someone else saw him and said, "You also are one of them." "Man, I am not," Peter replied. About an hour later, another asserted, "Certainly this fellow was with him, for he is a Galilean." Peter replied, "Man, I don't know what you're talking about." Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. And Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him. "Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me 3 times. And he went outside and wept bitterly. The men who were guarding Jesus began mocking and beating him. They blindfolded him and demanded, "Prophesy, who hit you?" And they said many other insulting things to him. At daybreak, the council of the elders of the people, both the chief priests and the teachers of the law, met together, and Jesus was led before them. "If you are the Messiah," they said, "tell us." Jesus answered, "If I tell you, you will not believe me. And if I asked you, you would not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the mighty God." They all asked, "Are you then the Son of God?" He replied, "You say that I am." Then they said, "Why do we need any more testimony? We have heard it from his own lips." John chapter 13. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. I am not referring to all of you. I know those I have chosen, but this is to fulfill this passage of Scripture. He who shared my bread has turned against me. I am telling you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe that I am who I am. Very truly I tell you, whoever accepts anyone I send accepts me, and whoever accepts me accepts the one who sent me." After he had said this, Jesus was troubled in spirit and testified, "Very truly I tell you, one of you is going to betray me." His disciples stared at one another, at a loss to know which of them he meant. One of them, the disciple whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him. Simon Peter motioned to this disciple and said, "Ask him which one he means." Leaning back against Jesus, he asked him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I will give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish." Then dipping the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. As soon as Judas took the bread, Satan entered into him. So Jesus told him, "What you are about to do, do quickly." But no one at the meal understood why Jesus said this to him. Since Judas had charge of the money, some thought Jesus was telling him to buy what was needed for the festival or to give something to the poor. As soon as Judas had taken the bread, he went out, and it was night. When he was gone, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself and will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now. Where I am going, you cannot come. A new command I give you. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Simon Peter asked him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus replied, "Where I am going, you cannot follow now, but you will follow later." Peter asked, "Lord, why can't I follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." And Jesus answered, "Will you really lay down your life for me? Very truly, I tell you, before the rooster crows, you will disown me 3 times. So as we conclude the reading today, we conclude the same account from all 4 Gospels between yesterday and today. And there's a lot of really important things that happen with these 12 men that left everything to follow Jesus. They witnessed so much, being with him, miracle after miracle. They witnessed the religious trying to trap him. They witnessed him going to the broken, the sick, the marginalized, the people on the outskirts that no one else would. And Jesus has even started to tell them what is about to happen, and they cannot understand. But as we come to this historical event in the Bible and in history, we see the men who left everything, who claim to love him, do things to him that they probably did not think they themselves would be capable. We see Judas betray Jesus. He gives him into the hands of those that will kill him. Peter, who Jesus loved, will deny knowing him, not once, not twice, but a 3rd time. But before he does, one of the disciples, thinking that he's defending Jesus by cutting the ear of one of the soldiers off, but Jesus, even in his mocking, even in getting what he does not deserve, chooses to heal the soldier's ear. This is so against our behaviors. This is so against our true nature. And then we should really note and pay attention that Jesus has the opportunity to defend himself. He's asked. He's asked if he truly is who people are saying that he is. And he could defend himself. He could come down from there, defend himself. And he remains silent. These are the details that we have to pay attention to in the story, because this makes Jesus unlike any other king, any other ruler. He leads lowly and humbly with humility, and he does so to fulfill the plan of his Father. There's a lot more coming in the days ahead that tell the story of Jesus. So we pause here today as we think about the men that loved Jesus, betrayed Jesus, denied Jesus. We think about Jesus asking them just to stay awake while he prays. Just stay on watch. Just stay awake, which is a direct command, but such a deeper, very important message for the disciples and for all of us. Jesus, we thank you for your word. Thank you for who you are. We have to know these parts of the story to know who you really are, because these parts of the story do not come very naturally for us as human beings. And we have to know you, to know your ways. And we have to know your ways to really know you. And I pray that we do so. I pray this in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base. That is the website. That is the free app. Take a look around, download it, send it to a friend. We're celebrating 20 years of Daily Audio Bible. Every day is a celebration. And we have celebrated in numerous ways this year. And we're not quite done just yet, but we are coming into the Christmas season, coming into Thanksgiving season here in the United States. And I'll have just a really fun, exciting little thing for us here at DABC that I'll be talking about here in just a few short days. If you would like to partner with us, we thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We cannot do this without you. And we're really grateful that we don't have to. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174, or you can utilize the app at the give icon up at the top right hand corner, or utilize the website, hit give on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164, that's the number for chronological. Or again, if you're utilizing the app, hit the red circle button. It's up at the top midsection. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. When you are finished, hit submit. Turn the little wheel over to chronological, and it will get to the right place. That's it for me today. I'm Jill. I love you all. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Good morning. I am listening to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm behind. But Simone from Texas came to mind. I know she had called in a while ago and said that she was kind of walking away from the faith. And I'm just praying right now. I'm praying this prayer for her, because I believe the Lord is calling her to return. So God, I thank you so much for Simone. I thank you that you are the great shepherd of the sheep, and you go after the one sheep who's lost. You leave the 99 and go after the one. So I pray for Simone. that she would return to you, that she would be not full of shame, but just overwhelmed by your incredible grace and love for her life. I pray that when she returns, that she would know that there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And I also pray that everything that she needs to leave behind, any heavy weight or sin that so easily entangles her, I pray that she would lay it aside so she can run the race that is set before her. And Lord, I just lift these things up to you in Jesus' name. Amen.